Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider tickling that like button? Maybe the notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from Aegean Anolis. Apologies for the pronunciation there. Titled, My 19 Female Pregnant Sister-in-Law 26 Female is Cold and Short with Me, but kind to everyone else. And of course it comes with an update. Using a throwaway just for privacy reasons. Sorry if this gets long at all. My sister is a lesbian and married a wife a year ago. They receive financial support from my parents. They are wealthy and generous, have good jobs and such, and have decided to have a baby. Currently her wife is about 6 months pregnant, and the two of them are visiting for holidays. I'm in college, so I don't see them very often. Yes, my parents give me financial support as well. Everything is fair and square. But I'm really excited for their baby. My sister and her wife have been dating since their senior year of college and were friends since childhood before that. I'm 7 years younger, so I was kind of left out of the loop. I never knew my sister's wife until they got married, and even then, I was swamped with my first year of college, so I didn't really ever get to know her. I was really excited though for this trip, since we'd get some one-on-one time together. Our parents live about 2 hours away from my sister and her wife, and I flew in from across the country. We're all staying with our parents, who are not yet retired. My flight got in yesterday late at night, so I slept in. My parents went to work, my sister went to go do some shopping. My sister-in-law stayed in with me, but I didn't realize she was around until she came downstairs while I was making lunch. She's pretty obviously pregnant, and I haven't seen her since her wedding, so I was really excited to see her. She was not. I said hi and went to hug her, and she backed away. I apologized, and she just kind of looked at me weird and went looking through the fridge. I tried to make small talk with her, so I asked when she was due. She gave me a really weird look, like I'd asked what her cup size was, and then just said March and kept making her food. I said I was really excited to have a niece or nephew, then asked if she wanted a boy or a girl. She sighed really loudly, said she didn't care, and moved on. My sister had mentioned that her wife had PTSD due to a previous pregnancy, so I worried that might have been it. I tried to shift the subject and asked how her work was. She set her knife down really loudly, stared at me for 30 seconds, then said, "Fine," and went into the dining room without saying anything else. Throughout the day, I kept just trying to interact with her. Offered to get her a drink while I was in the room. She just muttered no, asked what she was watching. You wouldn't know it. It was The Simpsons. Said I was really glad she was spending the holidays with us. A very begrudging, yeah. Really, I thought this must be just how she is. Then my parents and sister came home and she was super cheery and nice to them. My dad was asking if they had names picked out and she just wouldn't stop chattering on. My sister said she wanted a family name, and her wife insisted on a unique name. My mum pointed out that my name, Anaïs, isn't very common, but it's also a family name, same as my grandmother, and they should consider it. I said I wouldn't mind having a niece with my same name, and my sister was really enthusiastic about it. Her wife gave me a death glare. I just ended up getting the silent treatment. At dinner, I asked if she would pass the potatoes, and she didn't listen. I repeated myself, she ignored me, then my sister told her I had asked her to pass the potatoes. Suddenly, she was all bubbly and giggling. Guess I didn't hear her. Guess I didn't hear. What do I do? Should I tell my sister? Directly challenge her? I have a very positive relationship with my parents and my sister, and I want to be really involved with my niece slash nephew, so I really don't want to go 100% no contact or anything. How can I try to resolve or at least get over this? And we do have a little update and then a big update on top of that. And it's hard to give advice on something like this when you don't know what the actual problem is. You know, we're all as much in the dark as you here. So I think what I would do in this situation, if I was you, and, you know, obviously no one would have to take this advice, but I would certainly be going up to, like, my brother or sister or whatever and saying, have I offended your partner somehow? They seem to be really off with me and I don't know what I've done. Do you know anything about it? Rather than going, like, in an accusatory manner saying, like, oh, your partner's being really rude to me, because, you know, that could maybe turn on you. Come from the angle of, you know, you're questioning why. I'm really concerned that I've upset her somehow or something like that. That way it gives your sister the opportunity to question her about it and find out a reason for you without going down the nuclear route. But a deleted user says, what the actual fuck? I would talk about this privately with your parents and your sister, because honestly, it sounds like there is a big underlying issue. Have you ever met her before? Even just briefly? To which OP replied saying, I used to see her a lot when I was younger, but again, I didn't really get involved in their plans. The longest conversation we had was when our family took her with us camping, and I kept bugging her to give me a fry after we went to McDonald's, and I ran out of Happy Meal fries. I was 11 at the time, so I can't imagine that got me on her shit list. My sister would also cancel plans with me to hang out with her, never the other way around, so I've never interfered with their relationship. Mega comes in with saying, sister, you noticed that strange moment at dinner with the silence from your wife when I addressed her. I was hoping it was a one-off, but she's actually been pointedly cold and short with me since arriving. It's important to me to be a part of your life and part of your support system. I love you a lot, so I'm asking if you know of any reason why I'm feeling very dismissed by her behavior. Then goes on to say, that's what I'd say. She was pointedly, publicly rude to you. If she's rude to you again, before or after you address it with your sister, call her on it kindly. Is there an issue here I'm unaware of? Ask it gently but with confidence. This is your home and your family, and you don't deserve her treatment, pregnant or not. If she denies it, say, I'm glad to hear that. I'd hate for any issues in our family, seeing as we all love you. Then goes on to say again, she's being a brat. Another deleted user says, your situation actually pissed me off while reading this. Oh my god, I'd have a conversation with your sister and parents in private. Not sure how your family dynamics work, but I really think you should have a talk about this with the most appropriate person to go to. This is not okay. Electric Monk says, just ask your sister privately. Have I done something to offend your wife? She's kind of short with me, but thought it might just be she's tired with the pregnancy. I'm trying not to be sensitive here because I really wanted to spend more time with you both. I just want to know if there's anything I've done wrong. Strawberry Blonde says, so you said the longest time you spent with her was camping, from a previous comment, and the wedding. Could you elaborate on the wedding? Did you interact with her at all? Were you in your sister's bridal party? But I agree with the other commenters. You've just got to talk to your sister and slash all parents to see what can change to make this better for the rest of your stay. OP replies saying, there was one thing I might be able to think of in terms of her wedding. It was initially scheduled on the day of my finals. This was prior to invitations being produced slash mailed, just their idea. So I called my sister to tell her I either wouldn't make it or the date would have to be changed. She was really upset about it because she and her wife had wanted a winter wedding. The date seemed perfect for them, etc. I said they didn't have to sacrifice the winter aspect, just maybe move it a day back. There was kind of a big fight, and I can assume my sister-in-law got in on it. But my sister is the kind of person who likes to be liked. Think of her as a human golden retriever. And she didn't want to be mad at me, so we worked through it. Her wedding ended up being the day after my finals, which I was grateful for, and there's been no resentment or hard feelings since. My sister actually laughs at herself for being kind of an ass. Her choice quote from that time was, "You just don't have to go. It's just a test." I was my sister's maid of honor, and I didn't see much of my sister-in-law prior to the wedding. She had gotten food poisoning from her bachelorette party, so she was kind of holed up the majority of the pre-wedding hubbub. I love that word. During the reception, I made a toast, talked about my sister and her wife's friendship, how we've just been waiting for the two of them to get married, they're a match made in heaven, etc., etc. She teared up, gave me a hug, and said she was excited to be my sister-in-law. I wanted to talk with her more, but some relatives wanted to ask why I chose the college I did, so I went to go talk to them. I'm probably going to bring this up with my sister either today or tomorrow. It all depends what my sister-in-law is up to. Interesting. I wonder if that could be the reason behind this all. She just got some resentment because maybe her perfect day had to be moved. But let's move on to that first mini update before the main update. So, update as of this morning. So, we all had breakfast together. I sat across from my sister, between my parents, with my sister-in-law, kitty corner to me. My sister-in-law actually spoke to me, but it wasn't all that positive. She asked if I was seeing anyone, in kind of a snarky tone. I said no, school was really busy, I just didn't have the time, etc. She responded, well, not everyone finds someone. My sister tried changing the subject, asking my parents whether or not they'd gone to their winter home yet. They're those rich people. My sister-in-law was so nice to them. She was saying what a gorgeous house it is, how grateful she was to have been able to take a vacation there with my sister last month. My mum is easily flattered, so once my sister-in-law got started, she started gushing about her, and it was just a mush fest. After breakfast, I offered to go take our dogs for a walk. When I came back, my parents had left with my sister to go shopping again, and my sister-in-law was the only one home. She asked me how I was liking college, and I said I was liking it a lot. I major in pre-dental, started talking about it a bit, and she rolled her eyes. I apologized for oversharing, and she said, no, it's fine, you just have a problem with reading the room, I guess. Then she walked away. When my sister comes home, I'm definitely going to tell her about it. Holy moly. And just looking back into Opie's comments before that main update as well, there was some additional information to
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
We found. So throwaway date ideas asked OP. They said, why did you keep mentioning how rich your parents are? You come off as superficial, the sister-in-law stuff aside. OP said, well, I felt like the financial aspect was fairly important to mention. There is a level of attachment that my sister has to my parents due to their money. She's a really nice person. I wouldn't consider her superficial, but she does maintain the expectations of my parents partially because they give her money. Some people have drawn the gold digger connection, and while I didn't initially, I felt it was important to include because of that bond. The second home thing is also more of that bond between my sister, sister-in-law, and my parents. She's really in close with them. I should have mentioned it in my post, but my parents don't let me take guests to the winter home, even if I'm in a relationship with them. I've been dating my boyfriend 2 years now, and he's not allowed to go with me if I visit. Obviously, they are married, but even before, they were allowed to stay there together. Sorry if it came off that way. My parents are sort of nouveau rich people who made themselves rich and think that gives them more of a right to toss around their money. I probably inherited that trait to some degree. Sorry. I Am Woman asks, how was your relationship with your sister growing up? How old were you when she came out to the family? The only thing I can think of that leads to your sister-in-law not being crazy is that your sister has shared a perspective on things that happened in the past, and now she is holding a grudge for the way you treated her. Which Opie responded to saying, my sister and I were really close. She babysat me when I was little so our parents could work, and we had a really inseparable bond. As I said in a different comment, she's a human golden retriever. She needs to be liked. I was like a built-in friend for her, and she enjoyed the company. When she came out, she was 14, so I was 7. I didn't get it back then. I was kind of a stupid kid, but it had been such a long time for me that when she started bringing home girls, I was just like, okay, that's just how it is. I mentioned it in another comment, but the only big issue between my sister and I was her wedding date, but we're both sort of over that and have been for some time now. Basically, everything we fought about since childhood has been resolved. Then there was a comment which was deleted, but I think it asked about, you know, the sister growing up, because it responded with, "My sister had a really good childhood and teenagerdom." Teenagerdom? Is that how you say it? She had a lot of friends, and her need to be liked never made her a doormat. It made her good at coming up with compromise, good at working through issues with friends, and really persistent in getting what she wants. She's just a happy-go-lucky kind of person, who really wants people to like her and enjoy her company, because they have no reason not to. Obviously, people were mean to her, because people are mean, but she was unaffected. She'd do what she could, but if they'd let her be, she'd leave them be. We sincerely have a very good relationship. If she has a problem with me, she's very upfront about it, because she doesn't like to have those bad feelings fester. The last time she told me she said she had an issue was when I tagged my mum in a Facebook post for their zodiac. They're both Sagittarius, but not her. She literally called me saying she wasn't mad, she just wanted to know why I didn't think it fit her. It's a little bit petty, but I appreciate that she tries to address all her issues, so we don't have those "why are you mad at me" moments. I do think that the reason you listed out might be what's running through my sister-in-law's head, since I know they've been friends for a while. My sister-in-law wasn't really in my sister's friend group in high school. My sister was part of the popular kids, and my sister-in-law was one of the weird art kids. And I remember them arguing about whether or not my sister's friends were good influences on her. My sister's friends were kind of mean, and would use my sister to get information on the people they didn't like, because she was friendly with them. It would make sense that she's still concerned about people taking advantage of her, but I'm not sure if I can see any recent instances where that's been applied. Thank you for the advice and insight. And finally, sorry, I always get wrapped up in the extra information. Sometimes it always feels like it adds a little bit more context to it. But let's finally move on to that update. So the update says, "So I didn't get a chance to talk to my sister. When my parents came back from shopping with my sister, my mum started saying how she had the perfect onesie for her granddaughter. Before my sister-in-law could start gushing, I asked what mum meant. She asked if I hadn't heard I'd be having a niece, and I replied I hadn't. My sister said it was weird because she'd asked her wife to tell me once they'd gotten the ultrasound. Her wife had zero excuses and had the most deer-in-the-headlights reaction. There was something that just sort of snapped, and I started crying. I felt kind of spoiled and horrible for it, so I apologized and went upstairs with the dogs. My parents came upstairs, and my mum went to go ask if I was okay, and my sister and her wife started shouting downstairs. My mum basically said that my sister-in-law does not like me, and that it wasn't really my fault. She's just bad with people she doesn't know, and took it out on me inappropriately. And yes, my sister-in-law was still pissed about the wedding date thing, which just made it worse. I felt really shitty and just like really bad. Part of it wasn't my fault, but part of it was my fault, and apparently my sister knew about both issues beforehand and had given my sister-in-law directions to try and get along with me. They were still shouting downstairs and I was kind of bordering on a meltdown, so I asked my mum if we could take the dogs for another walk. We went out the back and when we came home, my sister had left the house to cool down and her wife was upstairs. I spent most of the rest of the day downstairs until my sister came home. She had obviously been crying and was in a bad mood. My mum took her into the kitchen to try and calm her down, so I kept sitting in the living room. I felt like a bratty little kid again. Like, I genuinely felt like I'd fucked up my sister's marriage and probably ruined our relationship in the process too. Everything just felt awful, and when my sister came out the kitchen, she didn't even look at me, just went storming back upstairs. Her wife started yelling first, and then they were fighting for a while before it got quieter upstairs. My mum, dad, and I went out for dinner, and when we came home, my sister-in-law was waiting for us. My sister-in-law apologised to me, saying she had been petty and rude, and that the wedding date thing had been a non-issue. I said I was okay if she was upset about the wedding thing, but I wish she had let me know. She said it wasn't that easy since my sister would basically take a bullet for me and it had caused them a big fight before their wedding. I said I had no idea and that I was sorry to be the source of that tension and I just wanted to be able to be a good sister-in-law myself and be a good aunt. My sister-in-law got angry and said I'd ruined the opportunity for the first one and she wasn't banking on the second one. Then she stormed upstairs, and she and my sister got into another big fight. I felt awful. The bad feelings manifested physically, and I spent most of the night throwing up while my sister and her wife fought. My mum was really kind to stay up with me, and my dad tried to get my sister and her wife to get off each other's backs. I specifically heard my sister-in-law shouting, "Who would you jump in front of a train for, me or her?" And my sister responded without missing a beat, "My sister, no questions asked." They got quieter after that, and my sister-in-law started up the screaming about an hour later, saying, "I'd let all my siblings die for you." My sister slept on the couch, and the two of us went out for breakfast in the morning. She basically said that after my sister-in-law gave birth, she and my sister were going to separate. They would try counseling prior to the birth and afterwards too, but if things weren't getting better, they'd be divorcing. I said that it shouldn't have gotten that far, and I was sorry for pushing the both of them. My sister said that my sister-in-law does this to all my sister's friends, and they've been fighting often. But she clarified that the way she treated me was a deal breaker. She said it might have sounded sad, but I was her best friend from birth, and she wouldn't let me not feel welcome like that. I feel really guilty and started crying again. She kept saying she wanted it this way. Their relationship was broken as is, etc. It's been tense and awkward ever since. My sister-in-law won't look at me or speak to me, and I've given up. My sister has been on my side a lot and has amped up the good sister behavior 10 times. I feel like shit. Everything is really terrible, and I'm sure I'm going to be making another post during the actual Christmas bullshit. Not a great update, but there we are. And that was the final update to that story. And to me, I gotta say, it just felt like sister-in-law was showing controlling behavior through this as well. The way that they've already had arguments about this with, because sister-in-law talks almost the same way about sister's friends. And it was just this argument that tipped it over the edge. And you know, it's not OP's fault. But what do you guys make of this situation? What would you advise to OP? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me, and I just want you to know that. Thank you so much, and I hope I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.